Was it difficult for you to submit to look at the face. Not to you. No, I use that word. It's a trigger word you see around here. So I say the word submit, but was it easy for you to accept the leadership of, Coach Nazir and kind of be a part of this particular whole? Or what was that journey like? Okay, so mashallah, sis, you came into this situation, and I know mashallah, a lot of a lot of the viewers either maybe have been in that situation or maybe thinking, well, who would that person be? So for you as the subsequent wife coming in, you had two children of your own. What would you say have been the benefits of this dynamic of polygyny for you?
I think, all around the board, we talk about growth. Growth, I think, was the biggest thing, biggest benefit. And it's a continual process of growth, of growing, learning people, learning personalities, learning different things. So, yeah, growth is high on there. Now, personally, because everybody have the same situation and the same dynamic or anything like that, my mentality was this big family. I'm a big family person. I like big. I notice I'm not. So, I like big family. We had blended. My family was blended when I grew up. Now they were. We didn't practice polygyny, or wasn't polygyny in practice. And, because that was a whole other story when they, caught whiff of, being married to someone who's married there. But it was the different. I had that. I knew what that felt like. I like the joy of togetherness and family and things like that. And that's what I saw in my mind initially. Funny to talk about that. Talk about how it wasn't like that before. So the growth and clarity, and not just because sometimes I can look at it and I say, okay, well, I came into this, naive, being naive because of what I saw or what I thought. But I don't think so. I don't look at it as being naive. I look at it as being hopeful, wholesome, I guess,
Two
optimistic.
sides of the same coin, Yanni. Two sides of the same
Which I, because in my mind, I saw where we are. I saw that. So this is not something
Right.
that, like it's a journey. So it's a journey. It's growth. It's learning. And to me, that is a beautiful benefit of polygyny, period. Whether it's, our story or anyone else's, if you're willing to grow, if you're willing to learn, if you're willing to take yourself out of the equation where it's just only about you and your feelings and your wants and your desires, those type of things, then you open your mind and you open your heart and you open yourself up to learning more and growing more and being well-rounded instead of seeing something as a one-sided type of thing. So yeah, growth was the biggest benefit. The beautiful family is an additional benefit. And I did come from being yeah, people. And I came from being a single parent twice around. However, those who are a little bit familiar with, the story and the channel and everything like that, I was raised by a single mother who was raised by a single mother. So that wasn't anything that was new to me. I wasn't the person that was just like, yeah, let me go seek and searching for a husband type of thing. Because seriously, that wasn't really
What
what
you knew.
I grew up with. So it was like, okay, yeah, I'm a woman, I can do it,
Can take care of it. I can take care of this.
However, when you grow and you mature and you realize that that's not what it's supposed to be about, when you want to share your triumphs with people, when you want to, have companionship, when you want to do that and do that the right way, marriage is that part. And I've had a failed monogamous marriage, if you will, these different things like that. So it wasn't about whether it was monogamy or polygyny. It was about if this is a right fit, if this is something that works, if this is something that can grow, if this, if the leadership is there. So being able to find to find that and to build on that and to grow with that for what we are right now. It's just the benefits outweigh any and everything. It will outweigh the negative comments. It'll outweigh the chapter 1, 2, 3, 4.
The chapter 11 is worth it. Mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Maybe it's been chapter 9, 10, 11 have been worth it. Alhamdulillah. I have a question for you, sis, because you mentioned that you grew up with a single mom, and obviously you have had your own single mom experience, which, you know, we're familiar with that dynamic in the West. It's kind of like, okay, I'll just take care of things. You know, that's just what we do, right? We're strong. We, you know, we can deal with it. Was it difficult for you to submit to, look at the face. Oh, yeah. Not to you. No, I use that word. It's a trigger word you see around here. So I say the word submit, but was it easy for you to accept the leadership of, you know, Coach Nazir and kind of be a part of this particular whole? Or what was that journey like for you?
The word, that's a beautiful word. Mm. I think we have to stop looking at it as something negative. You know,
agreed.
If I'm an independent Black woman, I can do whatever I want to.
Agreed. Yes, girl. Preach it. Yes.
That's what's
talk to it.
It's constantly given. And I think that is one of the lies that, you know, we were fed, and, you know, that a lot of young girls are fed. You know, it's like that whole, you know, make sure your education is right and this, that, whatever. Thinking that you have to go to university, thinking you have to go to all this other stuff, not thinking that your education is all around you. You can choose and you can grow and you can learn from everything around you. So putting a lot of the natural stuff on the back burner, which is the, you know, having a family, you know, the getting married, having a family and growing as a unit, that, you know, it messes people up in that framework. And that's what happened with me. Like, I had this thought in my mind at 14. Seriously, I remember telling my mom, asking, can I just have a kid, you know, or whatever, and kick the man to the curb? Like, that was
That's deep.
That's what I saw. And she was like, yeah, I guess you could, but why would you? Like,
it's a possibility. I mean, it's an option, right? She's thinking it's an option. Okay, you could do it. Go on.
When you grow up and you deal with it, you deal with it in real life, it's hard, you know. And yeah, you want these other things, but when you want to raise well-rounded children, it's hard to do that on your own by yourself. It reminds me of kind of like the Kiyosaki Rich Dad Poor Dad. I said he has more information from these different sides. He has two different dads from these two different, you know, I'm not careful with how I'm saying that. You know, this rich dad and this poor dad. So being able to really think about it and be truthful about it and honest about it. Yeah, I can be stubborn. I can have my ego. I can do that and say, well, I can do this. I know how to do this. I don't need this. I don't need that. But when you're by yourself and reflecting on what you want your life to look like, what you want your family to look like, you know that it's a whole lot better when somebody else or other people have your back and are on the same team as you. It lightens that load. And people can say, well, you know, oh, you get all the benefits because you came from being single and all this other stuff. I still could have done it, still continue. I wasn't destitute. The thing is that you got to realize what you want in your life and how you want to have that, what you want your legacy to look like, especially when it comes to the children. Yeah. I feel like our children they're so far ahead and have so much privilege, and we remind them about the privilege that they have all the time because of the dynamic that we have. They have three loving parents and their siblings and everything like that that have went through ups and downs through life, went through the trials and tribulations. We don't hide the negative from them, because you know that with the ups come the downs.
Of course.
With the sunshine comes the rain. With these different things. Now, we're careful with how we give them information. Mm-hmm. But I feel like because of that, they are light years ahead of a lot of people, and they are light years ahead of us. Wow. You know, like I just said earlier about giving them or providing them the knowledge and, you know, the growth that we didn't have. So it's just a beautiful thing once you get out of your own way. And me coming from that, saying that, well, I can do this, I can do that, and everything, like kind of almost a serve your purpose type of thing. Mm-hmm. Because I was in that mentality too. Like, okay, well, this man, you serve his purpose, you know, the specific purpose that I want for you. And like, is that what you're going to do? Well, you dealing with me, you're dealing with him. I noticed that in a lot of our comments too. Women say, well, men should be like this, and they should have this. Now it's like you want control over everything, and sometimes you have to. It's so easy to want that, it's so easy to say, well, you do this for me, but what are you willing to give or give up in return?
Boom, I love it, mashallah, alhamdulillah, jazakallahu khairan, guys.